Supporters there of South Korean presidential candidate Moon Jae-in at his last campaign rally on Monday. Today, he's been elected the country's new president by a vote of more than 40%. Former President Park Geun-hye now sits in a 115-square-foot jail cell on corruption charges. Tim Shorrock, a journalist who spent part of his youth in South Korea and has been reporting from Korea for The Nation, says this election caps the long journey toward real democracy in South Korea.
This is a huge defeat for the conservatives. It's a massive defeat for the party that was the party of the last president who was impeached. People here were sick of the corruption, were sick of the close ties with the large conglomerates called J-Ball that rule this economy. It's just a complete repudiation of Park Geun-hye, who was just impeached and is now in jail awaiting charges, you know, awaiting trial on charges of corruption and misuse of power. And I think people expect quite a lot out of Moon Jae-in. They've heard a lot from him in the last couple months, particularly about how he wants to deal with North Korea. He wants to have a return to the kind of policies that were followed by his progressive predecessors, Kim Dae-jung, Noh Moo-hyun, who he worked for, who adopted what's called the Sunshine Policy toward North Korea, which was based on using economic ties and cultural ties to kind of decrease the tensions and to move forward with relationships with North Korea as opposed to the standoff we see today.
Park Geun-hye represented, symbolically or otherwise, the income inequalities that had grown up in very prosperous South Korea. How can Moon Jae-in address those?
Well, he's been talking about a lot of programs in terms of workers and the economic situation here. He's been talking about raising the minimum wage, for example, shortening work hours, allowing workers more flexibility and more vacation time. You know, he wants to put in place programs for parents, you know, women who become pregnant, child care programs so women can work and have child care. All those kind of programs that, you know, benefit working people. He's been talking about that a lot.
Is Moon Jae-in likely to take a tough line in direct talks with President Trump and American officials? And what's his profile likely to be in the region related to Japan and Thailand and the Philippines, where there's a very colorful leader, and of course, China?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think he sees himself as, you know, by talking to North Korea and decreasing tensions, as he told me the other night, he believes that's going to help the United States, which, you know, I agree with him. It certainly would. If he could help decrease tensions with North Korea, that would help. And he thinks Trump would be good with that. So I don't think he's going to take really a tough line with the United States. I think he said that South Korea should take the lead in diplomacy and negotiating and talking to North Korea. It should be South Korea in the lead, not the United States, not Japan, not China. And because, after all, this is their country. The South and North Korea are part of the same nation. They've been divided for, you know, 70 years, but that's what his position is. So it's not really a tough line toward the United States, but he's, you know, they're still very concerned about the North Korea having nuclear weapons and its missiles, and he thinks that by negotiating and talking and having some kind of economic exchanges and building bridges economically, that may decrease the tension and therefore work toward de-escalation and denuclearization in North Korea.
Tim, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Tim Shorrock has been reporting from Korea for The Nation.